into the gaze of his dark black eyes.
Dude, the 420 is one of my favorite comedy clips.
We came up with that on the way to the studio.
It's
we were just so good. I was like, dude.
You know what I'm talking about? It's 420 on their podcast, him and Norm's podcast. And Norm's like, look, he's like, 420. And he's like, you're saying it's about smoking weed.
Yeah.
He goes to the Wikipedia and he's like, oh, look at that. It was a statesman from Austria.
Yeah, I remember.
And he starts reading about it. And then he's like,
odd looking duck,
but black eyes. Yeah. And then he goes, oh, hold the fort. Hated Jews. And then you go, well, he's dead. He goes, I didn't even know he was sick. It's so good, dude.
Yeah. 420 was the birthday of Austrian born German politician and the leader of the National Socialist German Workers' Party. A fella went by the name of Adolf Hitler. But this guy, there's a picture of him. Adolf Hitler, very compelling kind of a figure. Odd looking duck. His eyes are almost entirely black. He was a decorated veteran of World War I. And he joined the war. Hold the fort. He hated Jews. I'm sick of these kind of characters. I think we should kill Hitler. Me and you, go suicide, kill him.
Yeah, it's like died 50 years ago.
Probably. Did he? I didn't even know he was sick.
Airlines.
Oh my God! How'd you sit through?
How do you do this? 9/11 Airlines. He's like, I looked at the guy, he was drudging through blood and bones in Manhattan to find my brother. Turns out he was in Northern Canada. 9/11 Airlines reminds me of that tragedy. You know what the number one worst airline was? 9/11 Airlines. It reminds me of that tragedy. Dude.
Is that when we just...
Hey, for the ninth consecutive year, Nick, JetBlue Airlines ranked first for satisfaction among all North American airlines. But you know what ranked least in satisfaction? 9/11 Airlines. What a terrible name for an airline. It reminds me of that tragedy.
Oh, 9/11.
You know? I don't laugh at 9/11 again. I tried to tell him not to laugh.
Adam.
I know. I walked through blood and bones in the streets of Manhattan trying to find my brother.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was in Northern Canada.
I think Norm told it somewhere, but we went to go see, back in like 2007 maybe, we went and saw legendary baseball player, commentator, and actor, Bob Uecker. He's like, yeah, man, I used to play for the fucking Brewers, and we used to pull bags on each other all the time back in the day on other guys from other ball clubs. And by the way, a bag is a prank, and he called them bags.
The bag.
Everyone
it's
called
the
them bags.
The bag's so funny. That'll be in the, in the language.
This is going to be in the vernacular forever. Yeah. Absolutely. So he's like, so one day we decide, this weekend we got the fucking Dodgers coming to Milwaukee. And we said, oh, this is a perfect opportunity to pull a fucking bag on old Don Drysdale. So fucking Don Drysdale had a fucking whore in every city, but his fucking primo whore was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we decide, oh, perfect opportunity for a fucking bag on Drysdale. So we decide, he didn't know, little did Don Drysdale know, I'm friends with the fucking chief of police in Milwaukee. So he's in this fucking hotel room with his primo whore, and we paid that fucking bitch off and pretend like she died, and had the fucking chief of police and some of his cops come bang down his fucking hotel room in the fucking middle of the night, and he thinks he killed this fucking bitch. And so they cuff him naked as the fucking day he was born, and he's crying in the fucking hallway, thinks his life's over, and I walk by, I say, hey, Drysdale, the bag's on you. Anyway, so 20 minutes later, I'm down in the fucking lobby having a drink, and Drysdale comes down. The fucker's still mad. I said, relax, it's a fucking bag.
Oh, Drysdale, bag's on you.
Relax, it's okay. Fucker's still pissed.
So Norm and I used to always do this bit where we would talk about like how it would be great to do a sitcom like Candid Camera called The Bag's on You with Bob Uecker, where he just pulls these terrible, awful
Your
fucking
wife
pranks.
And kids are dead.
The bag's on you. But it's all because he was on Mayor, Mr. Belvedere.
On you.
Oh my God.
Because he was on Mr. Belvedere for some reason. We just kept using these old, obscure actors from sitcoms in the 80s. They're like, hey, this week on The Bag's on You, we pull a fucking bag on Principal Belding. Like, he fucking, we told him we got evidence that you raped a fucking 14-year-old. But the yeah, it turns the out the bag's on you.
Yeah. The bag's on you. Now, that's all allegedly. We don't know if Drysdale had a whore in every city. That's
no, it's all alleged,
story.
Obviously.
It's a fun,
it's made
a
up story.
It's yeah.
It was just
kept
a bag.
Going. Oh, and then Drysdale pulled the bag. He thought it was the.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, this is, this
so
is
then
one of the most intense
it,
bags I've ever
it
heard.
It keeps going. Allegedly, the Drysdale thought that he's like, fucking Drysdale didn't realize I was the one that fucking pulled the bag. It was my idea, but he thought it was the third baseman. And so we didn't know that Drysdale's buddies with these fucking Goombas, these fucking Italian Goombas. Oh. Yeah, he calls them a couple of
the Wops.
Like a couple of these fuckers. And we're going down and we're going to go play in Los Angeles. And he gets a couple of these fuckers to go take the third baseman out in a fucking limousine by gunpoint. And they drive him out into the fucking middle of the desert and they hand him a shovel and they say, hey, start digging. And this guy's fucking crying, digging what he thinks is going to be his own grave. And we go, hey, now the bag's on you. So this is just for kicks.
The most
some
evil
of the
pranks. Those are some serious bags.
Just some baseball player stuff.
Oh,
shit.
So fucking
classic
funny.
70s baseball bags. Probably 60s.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe even.
Yeah, no, definitely 60s. Late 60s.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Mid 60s.
Relax.
Yeah,
so
I looked up
bag.
Drysdale after that.
Oh, yeah, 60s.
It's very funny to see.
Oh, yeah.
Of Drysdale.
He looks like a Don Drysdale.
I didn't realize Don Drysdale was like a...
He was a man.
Yeah, he was nasty.
He's an All-American.
Drysdale.
Oh, no.
Look at the bag getting pulled on old Drysdale.
He probably was using
furious.
Like... Yeah, he
wasn't. He, he doesn't know Artie
Good
Lang.
Fuck Artie Klein.
Yeah, Artie Klein's an asshole.
Yeah. Right. He goes, the funniest thing is he goes, that cocksucker must be running a little short of material.
How you doing, Bob Uecker? Private lines.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, listen, tell Bob I'm sorry.
No.
But he really was one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life.
How old a guy is he?
Man, he looks good. He had artificial knees he just got in.
He was a catcher, so
right.
So I go, how are the knees? He goes, fucking great, man. I can still give a fucking blowjob.
What?
I shouldn't be saying any of this.
Yeah, Jesus, Norm, you're doing the same thing.
I know.
The man's got grandkids.
I know.
He's giving blowjobs?
I said it clean on Letterman.
What the hell does that mean? He's giving a blowjob.
Well, he's clearly not.
He told us a story. What would the
remember
story?
Remember when he rushed back to the hotel?
Yeah,
and we were going in, and there was a bar, and he said, man, that bar looks like it's got some good cock in it. And we were kind of confused.
What?
We thought,
I think, that's true.
Wow, he's
apparently
wild.
Norm can't remember any of the insulting things I remember.
but I remember why, I found out why he said it, because I asked Bob Costas. I said, that seems very strange. And he said that athletes use that term for women, for pussy.
No.
Yeah,
I think what happened was...
Because they're so masculine...
That's crazy.
Because they're so masculine that they can do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, he thought, like, they're comfortable in their sexuality.
Yeah, yeah.
But he... I think what was going on was he was being, like, extra filthy.
Right.
I think he thought we were two, like, younger comedians, and he was trying to, like, maybe...
You think he was trying to impress language, you in some way?
Yeah.
Like, talk the language of the young comics?
Maybe
kids?
There might have been a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, because every other word was fucking... It was so funny. He told us some of the most amazing stories about old baseball guys.
Right.
That, what did he played a
Billy
trick.
Billy Martin.
He played
the bag's on you.
He played a trick on Don Drysdale, this old pitcher.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know Don Drysdale.
Everybody knows
course.
Don Drysdale.
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, I can't even tell that story.
Tell that story.
Yeah, don't tell
it involves Frank Sinatra and a kidnapping.
Oh.
He goes, but no, I don't know.
That's fun stuff.
Yeah, he was the best. I loved him. I'm sorry he doesn't like me anymore.
Well, Artie Kline, he doesn't.
Yeah, he likes. Artie Lang, the comedian, he likes.
I'm sure he'll appreciate Norm's. There's a lot of cock in that bar. Me and Norm could not stop doing, to this day, when we call each other, we have to do Bob Uecker for 20 minutes.
It's so great. That's great that he even got to see the appearance and hate you. That's wonderful.
I'm glad someone told him about it.